episode number 692 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Franklin Stewart. How is everyone doing? Today's episode is titled, Existential Dread and You. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it. SAMHSA's National Helpline, 1-800-662-HELP, 4357, also known as the Treatment Referral Routing Service, or TTY, 1-800-487-4889 is a confidential, free, 24-hour-a-day, 365-day-a-year, information service, in English and Spanish, for individuals and family members facing mental and/or substance use disorders. Created for family members of people with alcohol abuse or drug abuse problems. Addresses concerns of children of parents with substance use abuse problems. Welcome to the world of existential dread, sometimes called existential angst or anxiety. Sharing feelings of existential dread can help you sort through them and relieve the overwhelming pressure to find an answer. Certain things, reading the news before bed, skipping breakfast, not getting outside, might stand out that seem to increase your feelings of dread. If you are facing a serious or life-threatening illness, you may have an existential crisis that causes you to become overwhelmed with thoughts of death and the meaning of life. Talking with loved ones about your existential anxiety can help you gain a different life perspective and remind you of the positive impact you've had on their lives. Meditation can help you replace negative thoughts and help prevent anxiety and obsessive worry linked to an existential crisis. The most common form of existential dread, acute existential dread, AED, is an intense feeling of inconsequentiality triggered by external stimuli. A curious human on a quest to watch the world learn. I teach computer programming and write about software's overlap with society and politics. Existential flashes, moments where you become very aware of your own existence, can hit in without invitation or fair warning. Existential dread is the terror we experience in our awareness that we are transient beings acting out life on a precarious stage. It can also be more common depending on where you're at in your life, what sort of media you're exposed to, or the people you're surrounded by. This has been the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, episode 692. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.